Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Speaking to a rally crowd of about 2,000 in Michigan Saturday, former President Trump railed against the process of voting by mail.
Mail-in voting is totally corrupt. Get that through your head. It has to be. The votes, I mean, it has to be.
And Trump also brought one supporter on stage who said many U.S. auto workers plan to support him in the upcoming election, much like they did in 2016. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain recently announced the UAW's endorsement of President Joe Biden's reelection effort to a large crowd of union members. A man considered the hip-hop Howard Stern tells ABC's This Week he is convinced a second Trump term would be bad news.
It's absolutely true. And it's mind-boggling to me that, you know, nobody is taking it as serious as I feel like they should.
At the same time, radio host Charlemagne the God referred to incumbent Joe Biden as an uninspiring candidate.
Nothing about, you know, Joe Biden that makes you want to listen to him. That's why he should be leaning on, you know, his vice president, Kamala Harris, who's way more charismatic than him.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is throwing his support behind a new, cheaper, bipartisan foreign aid proposal coming out of the U.S. House for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan aid. It would cost roughly $30 billion less than the Senate proposal and excludes much of the humanitarian aid.
I think the bipartisan problem solvers group has an idea that will sell.
Graham on with CBS's Face the Nation Sunday. He says he would prefer to follow former President Trump's suggestion, though, and transition the aid into a generous and favorable loan from the U.S. government instead of a handout. The Daytona 500 rescheduled. It'll happen today, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, due to weather. This is USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The popular weight loss drug Ozempic coming under close scrutiny in recent weeks. It's meant as a treatment for diabetics, but many more people than that are using it for the purposes of weight loss, causing some issues. Actor Mark Wahlberg spoke about it this weekend.
To each his own. I just suggest that people, especially trying to encourage young people, prevention is better than cure. So we want to continue to encourage people to live a healthy lifestyle, everything in moderation.
A beachgoer killed when a plane carrying four Canadian skydivers came down in southern Mexico Sunday. Mexican authorities reported a forced landing of a small plane carrying a group of people in Playa Bachoco about noon Sunday. That's situated in the coastal town of Puerto Escondido on the Pacific coast in the Mexican state of Oaxaca. Four Canadians, one Mexican man on board the small aircraft when it came down, killing the beachgoer. Paige Beckers had some good news for UConn fans at her senior night. It wasn't her last.
I know everybody wants me to address the elephant in the room. Unfortunately, this will not be my last senior night here at UConn. So
She dropped that news by turning what seemed to be a farewell speech into an announcement that she will return for a fifth season in Stars Connecticut, much to the delight of the Gamble Pavilion crowd. Head coach Gino Arima even cracked a smile. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look.
Hey, I'm looking at the clock. Big Hand, you know, is about, about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. Ingrid Scott is going to be joining us in just a moment. She's the Vice President Director of Medical Affairs with the Charlotte Lozier Institute to talk about the Supreme Court hearing the oral arguments in a pivotal case regarding mail-order abortion, and she joins us now. Dr. Scott, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be here.
Well, this is critical, what SCOTUS is looking at here. We've been talking about it. We've had a lot of reporting on mail-order abortion. Break it down for us, basically, so that our audience understands what's hanging in the balance here.
Yeah, for those who may not be familiar with mail-order abortion, mifepristone blocks progesterone and ends the unborn human life. Misoprostol is followed about 24 hours later to essentially induce contractions. The FDA, the approval process has been highly politicized, and currently the FDA is allowing these drugs to be prescribed online, delivered through the mail, without any medical supervision, in fact, without even verifying who is ordering the abortion drugs. And the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine is a group of doctors who do not want to end the lives of their patients. We practice Hippocratic medicine, and we have sued the FDA because the FDA has not done its job to protect the American public, in this case women and girls, from
exactly.
dangerous drugs.
What does the FDA have against women that they would do something like this? I mean, this is so dangerous on so many levels and irresponsible. You're wondering, okay, who's controlling this? Because this makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, I think we're seeing over and over from abortion ideologues that they actually prioritize the death of the unborn human over the health and safety of women. There's no other explanation for why you would promote these drugs, which, by the way, even in a controlled setting, have four times the complication of a surgical abortion, and yet they've been promoting them with less and less medical oversight, so that women are now, once again, self-managing their own abortions. Prior to Roe, that was considered a bad thing, but apparently today, in pursuit of abortion ideology, we're seeing it being promoted to women again.
Yeah, here you are. You're using them as guinea pigs in the privacy of their home, assuming, but yet when you've got a complication rate and a risk rate at the level that you're talking about here, Dr. Scott, this is horrendous. I mean, you know, I think every father who would have a daughter, and there are anecdotal stories, I've heard them, where, you know, parents have said, Bill, this is what happened to my daughter. And they had no idea that this was taking place. And the horrific experience that their child endured at home and seeing what came out of them is something that will live with them until the day they die.
Yeah, absolutely. These women bleed a lot. It's very frightening. 40% describe the pain as severe because essentially their body is going into labor. Mm. And as you said, so many of these women see their child. The emotional ramifications, particularly on a young girl who may fall into this action, it's promoted to her as safer than Tylenol.
Exactly.
And yet she's got the rest of her life with that visualization in her mind of her child. Like you said, it is absolutely indefensible that this is being promoted to women and very dangerous. As you mentioned, 1 out of 20 women is going to need surgery because her body is unable to completely evacuate the tissue. 1 out of 20 women goes to an emergency room within a month. So women are suffering from these abortion drugs, and yet the FDA, for ideologic reason, just keeps taking away the safeguards so that they can be promoted more widely.
Yeah, this is unfortunately where our country is right now. We're choosing death over life, and everything that's associated with death is so harmful for all concerned, and the damage that it's doing. I mean, the reason that Roe v. Wade got reversed is because of the 49 plus years of experience of what abortion has done to women, and they will tell you in great numbers that it is not rare, it is not safe. It is harmful. It is not excess tissue that's being removed out of their body. It is a child, because you've never heard of a woman remembering the date that, you know, a tumor or excess tissue was removed out of their body. But I'll tell you, they definitely remember the day of the abortion and how old their child would be. That is something that I find to be almost consistent, Dr. Scott. And when they tell you that, you can see in their eyes, you can see in their face, the pain that's associated with the memory of that date.
Yeah, absolutely. And survey data tells us that of women who obtained abortion, 60% had high degrees of pressure. Maybe it was the man, maybe it was their parents. Those women reported more mental health complications. And in fact, 60% of them said that if they'd only had more support, they would have chosen to give birth. And the reality is women do have support. There are almost 3,000 pregnancy resource centers in our country that want to walk alongside and help women give birth. And yet, of course, with these drugs being so readily accessible, women get these pills and they take them before they ever think about another option. And again, nothing but regret for the rest of their lives on the child that they would have given birth to if they'd only had somebody who said, you know what, you're strong, you're brave, you can do this.
Well, something like this that's mail order, they're not going to read the fine print. They're not going to read the exceptions. They're just going to think, okay, it's like any other pill, like you said. They are told by officials that it's like taking Tylenol. I've never had Tylenol. I've never known of a woman who has taken Tylenol and their insides come spilling out. I've never heard of any stories like that. But yet, for these mail order abortion pills, this is what they're doing. And like you said, the damage that is being done psychologically and physically to these young women particularly is almost unforgivable.
It is. And the FDA has a black box warning, which is its strongest warning on mifepristone, because women have died from overwhelming sepsis. And yet, again, they promote it as being safer than Tylenol, which is totally dishonest.
Do we have any numbers on that, Dr. Scopper? Like everything that has to do with abortion and this narrative, it's all hidden.
Regarding deaths, 28 deaths have been reported, but deaths related to abortion, we know that there's a widespread problem with the CDC detecting these deaths for various reasons. So we know, and that doesn't take into account at all mental health deaths. But good quality studies tell us a woman is 6 times as likely to commit suicide in the year following abortion than if she had given birth to her child. So we know there is much, much morbidity and mortality related to mental health complications.
Well, there's more to be discussed here. Stay with us with Dr.
Someone
Scott.
With a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Mozambique has faced extreme turmoil throughout its history. As a result of this turbulence, many people of Mozambique are searching for stability and substance, but they often don't know where to look. In 2021, the Tide Ministry began working in the region to point people to Christ and is seeing an incredible response. Young churches are often led by pastors who are illiterate and have very few resources. Some don't even have a Bible. For many, our radio broadcasts are their only access to Scripture and solid biblical teaching. Our boots on the ground have even been contacted by a regional penitentiary and asked to put together a weekly Bible lesson for the inmates. Please pray for the ongoing success of our outreach in Mozambique. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, welcome Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. Ingrid Scott continues with us. I guess the numbers overall, you know, when we consider, and we've been on this this number, when we consider abortions since Roe v. Wade, somewhere around 60 million. But then, you know, then you have to add in the abortifacients, the mail-in abortion pill that we're talking about. I'm told the number's anywhere 30-40%, so you can figure it's 100 million plus. And, of course, these numbers are somewhat vague and hidden on purpose, Dr. Scott, because, you know, those that are handling this narrative believe that we can't handle the truth. We're not interested in the truth. We're just more interested in convenience, that somehow convenience gets in the way of the reality that we're killing our children.
You've made an important point in that we don't have good data about anything about abortion. We don't know the deaths because there is nothing on a federal level that is mandated. The Guttmacher Institute generally reports about 30-50% more abortions every year than the CDC does. And yet the abortion industry controls the narrative. They publish studies where they talk about the complications they know about. But you know what happens? Generally, anywhere between 15-30% of the abortions that they've sold, they don't know the outcome. And I'll tell you why that is. I'm in Texas. Sadly, I mean, great. It's wonderful for Texas that we are protecting unborn life. But sadly, these abortion pills are flooding our state. So this is a way they're getting around these laws. And I'm still caring for women who've been hurt by abortion. And these women tell me they did not want to go back to the abortion provider because they knew they'd been lied to. That's why they can publish such low numbers, because women don't go back to them for care of the complications when they've been told it was safer than Tylenol. And it's getting worse. Again, as we discussed, they can order them online. They can be delivered through the mail. Nobody knows how many of these abortion drugs are being taken. And the next step is that the abortion industry tells women, you can take these missed period pills. So now they're selling abortion drugs. They tell a woman she doesn't even have to take a pregnancy test. Well, we know why they're doing that, because the woman doesn't want to have an abortion on her conscience, and yet she's taking these dangerous drugs. If a woman just misses the period and she's not pregnant, there are far safer ways for doctors to help her have a period than to give her abortion drugs. But, of course, this is just all part of the plan to just – every unintended pregnancy, and believe it or not, half of the pregnancies in our country are surprise pregnancies. I've had a couple myself, and those are some wonderful children who enriched my life today. So just because a pregnancy wasn't planned doesn't mean that child's not going to be a blessing for that family.
Right. Well, unfortunately, the whole issue of, you know, of pregnancy and that has just been mired in lies and deception by the abortion industry, because people do that which they get rewarded for, and their reward is $500, you know, each time roughly that they conduct an abortion, and the damage that's done. And yet they tell everybody, and even, you know, they tell Congress, well, 97% of what we do is women health care. But to your point, if that was the case, then the women would go back and seek their counsel if something went wrong. But they don't, because they know in practical application they've been lied to. And why would you entrust your body to somebody that really didn't care? And they're really not about health care. This is about money, and it's about death. You know, I don't know a lot of good that's come out of Planned Parenthood. I mean, look what's happened. 40% of black Americans have been exterminated. 25% of Hispanics have been exterminated at the hands of Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry. You know, as you and I were talking, that, you know, here our borders are open. And one of the reasons we're told is because we need employees. We need labor. Well, we, you know, look at the number. We have killed off at least a generation and a half labor force through abortion. So, you know, here, you know, we're leaving the border open to replace the kids that we killed. This is just absolute madness.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Janet Yellen made the statement that the country needs abortion economically, ignoring what you just said. We've killed off so many people that would be in the workforce today, would be supplementing Social Security, would be supplementing Medicare if they were here and working, and yet we've ended their lives. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I read the other day that fewer children are being born in our country than the people who are coming, the numbers that are coming illegally across the border. Right. So it's just, there's just tragedies all around in how human beings are being treated in our country today, beginning with the most vulnerable, the children who have not yet been born.
Well, we're a generation that was raised on the idea that we could have it our way. And it really indicates a lot of selfishness that's involved here. But it comes at an expense. And some women are realizing this. Some families are realizing this. This, again, is why the organic move against Roe v. Wade, why the Supreme Court made the decision that it did. It was because of the organic pressure. But what has to happen, though, is that sense of understanding of what 50 years of abortion has brought to this country and the impact on women has to be, you know, that battle has to continue. That narrative and that understanding of what women have experienced, that continues, that needs to continue to be spread out there and counter the narrative so that, you know, what happened in Ohio, which was a big shock, Dr. Scott, Ohio of all places, that they ramrodded legislation there. And, you know, they say in retrospect, well, a lot of outside money came in and influenced the vote. There was a lot of lying about, you know, about the legislation that went forth. And people, again, were motivated to vote by emotion and not by logic. And this is a highly charged emotional issue. And somehow we have to, we've got to be able to capture the emotion in such a way, Dr. Scott, that we can counterbalance what the left is doing. Cause they're just lying to people and getting them to emotionally respond and not engage, the logic of their choices that they make until it's too late.
You're absolutely right. We have so much work to do because the American public have been gaslighted for 50 years about how women need abortion. And since the Dobbs decision, when the states have been able to protect unborn life, we've seen an acceleration in the fear-mongering and lies. We've all seen it. Articles that say that maternal mortality is going to go up, that doctors can't provide quality medical care in states with abortion restrictions. Those are all lies. Again, I'm practicing in Texas. I can protect a woman's life if her pregnancy threatens her life. It's very rare, but the law does not prohibit me from taking good care of a woman. And yet, so many Americans are being turned against pro-life laws because they believe these lies. Yeah. So we have to educate them. We have to help them understand not only does it kill the child, it irreversibly harms his mother.
Yes.
Physically, emotionally, often with mental health complications. If we care for women at all, we've got to intercept them in their knee-jerk response of ending the life of their children when they're in a crisis.
She's the Vice President, Director of Medical Affairs with the Charlotte Lozier Institute. Dr. Ingrid Skop has been our guest. Dr. Skop, where can they go for more information?
Thank you for asking. The Lozier Institute, LOZIER.org. We write about science and statistics on life issues. So we want to educate Americans so that they can understand and talk this issue over with their friends, their families, and their pastors and their church friends.
Is your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty.
Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky says looking at Europe right now reminds him of the way Ukraine was 10 years ago.
In 2014, our people were not ready for the war, for the quick occupation of Crimea, part of Donbas.
During a CNN foreign policy panel, he said, it's the reason why Ukraine must continue to receive war support from Western nations, including the U.S. He says he does not believe Russia will stop at Ukraine. An autopsy report says the passing of a Venezuelan boy who had been staying at a migrant shelter in Chicago in December was a result of sepsis stemming from a bacterial infection linked to strep throat. Medical officials say Jean Carlos Martinez Rivero, aged 5, succumbed to sepsis resulting from complications related to what's known as Group A strep. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With him 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Cheryl Chumley going to be with us in just a moment. Excited to be talking about her. She's so brilliant. I mean, she's just such a blessing, you know, when she comes on, because her insight is so spot on. She's the Washington Times online opinion editor, author of Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. This is a must-read book. If you haven't read this book, you need to get your hands on it, because it will give you the necessary background to understand what's going on, that your lying eyes are not lying to you, that your friends and maybe new acquaintances that are coming, you know, from other socialist countries saying, oh, my God, what is going on to America, going on with America? This is what we left. And this will bring some clarity to you. So get your hands on her book if you don't have it. Share it with your friends and be educated, because you've got to own your own knowledge. You've got to see what's happening, because that is our responsibility as citizens of this country. And keep in mind, our Constitution starts with we, the people. That means we're responsible. We've got the government that we put into office regardless. I mean, you can complain and say, well, they didn't count all the votes. They miscounted votes. And clearly they're not interested in that. The people that we've put in charge, we've allowed this to happen, but we can take this country back. Cheryl Chumley joins us now. Cheryl, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Well, one of the latest articles you talk about certainly is the border. Everybody's talking about the border. You know, Congress is trying to do something about it. The House presented H.R. 2 brilliantly at the beginning of, I think, last year. I mean, it's been on the books for quite a while. Senate decided to come up with their own plan. This was going to be dead on arrival. It didn't even leave the dock. It died in the Senate, and rightfully so, right?
Yeah, rightfully so. I mean, you can't allow in 4,000 to 5,000 illegals a day before you can kick in actual border control, right? It just doesn't make sense. And look, the issue with border control, it's just we've been dealing with this for years and years and years. And honestly, it's come to the point to realize that if politicians, particularly Democrats, but Republicans too, really wanted to control the border, they could. It's not that difficult, right? It really isn't.
Well, it was an executive order that put everything in crazy mode, right? And President Biden says, well, I can't do anything about it. Well, undo your stupid executive order that created this mess to begin with. At least this latest iteration, as you say, because this has been going on for decades. You're exactly right, but go ahead.
Yeah, I remember the Gang of Eight, right?
Yeah.
Republicans and Democrats behind closed doors forged this, you know, savior of our nation type of border deal. It died. And it just common sense. Democrats know how to secure their own, you know, personal belongings, their own offices. Joe Biden has a team of security guards, you know, that follow him wherever he goes. The White House is behind closed gates and everything. So they know how to secure things. They know how to protect things that are important to them. If they wanted to do the same with American citizens, lawful American citizens, they could do the same sort of common sense security measures at our border right now. But they won't because they don't have political will.
Well, and the thing that is bothersome for the current regime is the previous administration had a handle on it. And there's a clear demarcation. It wasn't like just, you know, something out of space, you know, landed on the planet that disrupted you know, law and order and disrupted, you know, practical applications of the law. I mean, it was Joe Biden's executive order. I mean, that is clear and it's undeniable, isn't it?
It is. And look, you speak to the previous administration. In record time, in jig time, Donald Trump started building the wall, right, which is what you say. It's a clear boundary. And look, he started building the wall based on what Congress had already approved years and years ago, but just didn't have the political will in the White House to actually start the building. And he... Most importantly, what Donald Trump did was he messaged to the world that the open borders and the free passes for illegals and DACA and all that under Barack Obama was coming to a halt. And the messaging from points south of America was received loud and clearly. And you didn't have these images of illegals crossing the border and so forth like you do now under Joe Biden. Combined with that, Donald Trump also started public deportation sweeps that sent the left into a tizzy, right? But that was more toward the narrative. So at the very least, Joe Biden could adopt some of that strong messaging to sort of slow the flow across the border.
Cheryl, I want to rewind a bit here, and let's go back to the mid-'80s, okay? Because this is confusing to me. The Democrats go to then-President Ronald Reagan and say, look, just give us 3 million illegal immigrants. Give them amnesty. We'll never come back to the trough again. This is it. It happened. And somehow since then, over the years, the Republicans have been worn down to pick this thing up again. When to me, this was a closed issue back in 86 when they said, this is done. This will never happen. So what happened? Besides that the Republicans decided to re-engage something that had already been determined, you know, what other things happened to get us to the situation that we're in now?
Well, there's a lot to touch on there, but one of the things that happened was that Democrats started turning left, left, left in their ideology, right?
And
they're coming to the point now where they're the party of socialist / communist / Marxist, right? And so they learned quickly that their Marxist principles wouldn't sell to the American people, so they had to start adopting some other way to secure votes at the ballot box. And you talk about going back in time. I remember reporting when Al Gore and Bill Clinton were in the White House, and there was talk about a memo that Al Gore had written about working with certain people at the border to, down in Texas, to open the border to allow illegals to cross to make them the next batch of loyal Democrat voters. And since then, that's sort of been the Democrat Party's playbook, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they want to do. Elon Musk just called it out. So we all know this.
Yeah, but, you know, and it's amazing because in the process where we are now, fast forward to now, we get these illegal immigrants coming in. And, okay, first of all, before we get there, what happened with a lot of those voters that came in, most of them from Mexico, right, came here, and maybe they were beholden in the first generation to the Democrats. Thank you very much. You opened the border and gave us this deal. We could come in here. But then in practical application, they operated in the shadows, and they said, no, we don't like this. And what is the number? Something like 49% of that generation that they thought were going to be forever Democrat voters have actually moved to the conservative side, and because they see the addiction of the Democrats to bring in voters, and they do it on the backs and the expense of these people that they brought in. Because what happens is now you're getting to the point of the, I use this carefully to say the bottom of the barrel. Because the quality of immigrant that comes in, especially when they're so compromised by the cartels, they're beholden. The cartels are controlling the border. They own these people who come in. So their loyalty belongs to the cartel. They're compelled to do so. They're not compelled to, you know, have any kind of open mind to assimilate and to be an asset of this country. They have to remain an asset to the cartels, so they're beholden. So here we are, we've created this new indentured servitude class in a country that's been battling against slavery in the history of slavery all these years. This is nuts, Cheryl.
It is nuts. And just to speak to a little bit of what you said about the NIMBYism, right? There's sort of a not in my backyard type of deal going on with the older illegals who were let in and legalized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because they're feeling it firsthand, because where are these immigrants going to go? I mean, they're going to go to those areas that they're more familiar with, people that, you know, speak close to the same language, you know, as they do, and you know, some similar culture.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Before the top of the hour, Cheryl Chumley writes that President Biden has a moral duty to protect America's borders. It's interesting because when we talk about moral duty, I ring that, Cheryl, in light of all that, President Trump is enduring in the courts today. Because they're talking in some cases, these judges, about the president's moral duty. And President Biden clearly has a moral duty. I mean, that's his number one job, national security. And he's compromised it at every turn, which is really, in a sense, it is a direct parallel with, his former president, I guess ours too, his colleague, Barack Obama. Because Barack Obama, messed things up. Left the borders open. I mean, I still see Jan Brewer, that thing is burned in my retina. Jan Brewer, confronting Barack Obama on the tarmac there in Arizona saying, please help us. We're being invaded here. And, of course, it fell on deaf ears. And, we got a slight pause for 4 years with Donald Trump because he understood the problem and did something about it as much as he could. If he'd had any kind of cooperation, I think the border would have been completed. And yes, I believe Mexico would have paid for it.
Yeah, speaking of Barack Obama, he completely thumbed his nose at the idea of law and order in mm-hmm. America, right? With the right. pen and cell phone, I'm the president who needs Congress. And under Joe Biden, he's so feckless, he's the puppet of Barack Obama agenda. Yeah. He's doing essentially the same thing. And look, the border issue isn't just a political thing. It's not Republicans versus Democrat who comes up with the best plan to secure the border. It's actually a moral duty to mm-hmm. uphold law and order. You're right. Joe Biden, like every president, takes an oath of office pledging to uphold and defend the Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic. And from day one, when he unwound what Donald Trump did with border control, that was an immorality, right? It was saying mm-hmm. that I don't need the Constitution. Law and order in this nation doesn't matter. And I find that deeply, deeply immoral.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is that Congress has become co-conspiratorial in all this, has it not?
That's a good way to put it, because you're absolutely right. Democrats, of course, are seeing their visions for open borders, right, and their long-term voting bloc of illegals becoming legalized. They're seeing that realized before their eyes in quick time. But Republicans are failing on their duties to protect American citizens, lawful American citizens as well. And part of the reason they're doing that is the business interests, right? The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is largely leaning Republican, has had a long-standing platform of opening borders and keeping borders as open as possible so businesses can have cheap labor. And that's something that rarely gets addressed. We find ourselves arguing on partisan political lines here, but really it's Republicans just as much as Democrats.
Yeah, this is the thing, and this was my question in the first segment, was who's winning on this? Who's benefiting from it? And you kind of, you know, put a bow around who and how and why they're doing this, because we only do things because it benefits us. So for the Republicans, they find an interest. You know, the Democrats clearly have their interest in all this. And meanwhile, we the people are, you know, we're having to deal with a breakdown in moral agency. I mean, look what's happening here. I mean, we're promoting the death of our young people. You know, numbers of 80 to 100,000 are dying because of fentanyl coming by way of China and Mexico. Cartels controlling. Cartels have a supply chain all the way into every state of the union that are promoting their interest. What just in sex trafficking alone last year, Cheryl, a windfall profit of $13 billion. Joe Biden been very, very good to the cartels. And, you know, and here we are. I mean, you know, we are the number one consumer of, you know, of child, you know, pornography and sex trafficking. I mean, how disgusting. I mean, I could not even fathom in my upbringing that I could ever say something like that. But here we are today, and that is a fact, that America has lost its moral compass to the degree that all manner of evil has become part of the fabric and woof and warp of this country. And I think it's just very scary and dangerous all at the same time.
That's what it is. That is what's happened. We have lost our moral compass, because you're right. Who would have thought that our border control would not only have to battle those who seek to enter America illegally and bring with them all their rotten, disgusting, you know, criminal ways, the cartels and trafficking, but these same border patrol officials would have to battle our own government for the right to keep out these illegals, right?
Exactly.
The Democrats, Joe Biden, the White House, taking their marching orders, as I've detailed, from the globalists and so forth in China, they're making things harder. If you look at how the governors, Republican governors, have banded together to support Governor Abbott down in Texas, that's great. But it's despicable that it's only the Republicans who are doing that. Mm-hmm. We need to get back to a time where even Democrats cared about America's sovereignty and realized that sex traffickers in America illegally let in and to go to and move to points unknown in the north and south and wherever in America is not a desirable outcome for America's, you know, legal border system.
Well, and we do this at the expense of our own children. This is the thing. I mean, we have children all over America, our own children that are being being abducted and thrown into these ungodly, you know, sex mills. I mean, it's just astounding. When I was in Nevada, I was hearing the stories here recently, because Nevada is one of the target areas, that, you know, a lot of children missing there. And these poor kids, Cheryl, I mean, they're having sex before 12 o'clock, you know, as much as 7 to 10 times. They get, you know, this is kind of a union sex shop, so they do give them an hour lunch break. And then afterwards, they're back to another 7-10, and this is 7 days a week. There's no rest for these kids. It's disgusting.
It is. And you know what's even more, I guess, eye-opening? One of the most trafficked areas in America for child sex trafficking is during the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Wherever the Super Bowl occurs, that's where the sex traffickers flock. And we know this, and yet it continues. The moral decay in America will be our downfall if
right.
we don't address that. First, even before the political.
I'm glad you brought that up, because people are thinking Super Bowl and, you know, it's the teams and, you know, the 49ers and the Chiefs, but it's the other stuff that comes with it. And sex trafficking, I mean, this is,
unspeakable.
Yeah, it really is. It's hard to put into words. We got about 3.5 minutes left here, Sherilyn. I did want to address another article that you wrote. Connecticut's ungodly law, speaking of moral compass, met with swift and fierce opposition. And you say, talk about insanity. Explain to our audience what's going on there in Connecticut.
So Connecticut, and I'm going to have to pull this up really quickly because I wrote that a couple days ago and I can't remember the exact issue.
I know. Is that crazy?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we do that. It's like we prepare our minds. And that's for me. I operate in short-term memory deal. This is why when I was in college, I mean, I could study for a test or whatever I needed to do at that moment. And the next day it was like I had to free my brain to do the next project, right?
I write so much and then I move on to the next. So in Connecticut, just to answer your question, there was a law passed, right, that said that public schools between, I think it was third grade up until 12th grade, in the boys' bathrooms, they have to put these tampon machines, right? For some reason, they deem that logical. And so this one, it's all supposed to go into effect September 1st, but this one high school jumped the ship and put the dispensers in the boys' bathroom in their high school now. 22 minutes after they were installed, somebody destroyed them, which was really the same thing. That was the same moment. It's
right.
All crazy.
Exactly.
And now the schools, of course, are cracking down on the vandalism and so forth. But look, this is ungodly. We already have child sex grooming going on, right? In our faces with all the drag queen shows. Do we really need to confuse young minds? As young as third grade, right? Boys pretending as if that they can become girls and as if they can have the same biological, issues that girls face. It just, it defies logic, and it's another sign of immorality, right?
Yeah. Well, I could tell you that in our school, if that was put up in the boys' bathroom, what would happen is shortly after recess, the boys would be throwing these tampons around the class. You know what I'm saying? That's what they would have done, you know. And I could just see the look on the teacher's face. But here it is, with all sincerity, they do this, and
yeah. Yeah, I know. What do you say?
like you say, some vandalism is warranted. It is a statement, which gives us some hope, because not all the kids have lost their minds. You know, they're no doubt they're being formed and fashioned and groomed to things. But we can thank God, Cheryl, because God places in our heart. You know, I mean, you've got to really go out of your way and really work on your conscience to sear your conscience and ignore.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.